Of all the words that we could use to describe this day, of all the adjectives we could come up with, of all the various ways the church names feast days and celebrations, and sometimes we as Catholics get pretty creative in the naming of our feast days and celebrations. Isn't it interesting, paradoxical you could say, that we designate this day of all days as a day that is good? We call this day Good Friday. And that should jar us. After the reading of the Passion from John's Gospel, how could we say anything about this day is good? Of all the days where it makes sense for us as Catholics to look at a crucifix, the liturgical instruction tells us to cover the crucifix, a seeming paradox on this Good Friday. And of any day in which we should celebrate the Mass which is a representation of Christ's shedding of his body and blood on the cross in an unbloody way, which we celebrate at every Mass, of any day where we should celebrate Mass, today we don't. The only day of the year where we do not celebrate the Mass. There's no consecration. We celebrate today the liturgy of the Lord's Passion. Yes, we've received communion, but this is not, as you know, a Mass. And so there are paradoxes through and through, from the naming of this day to the covering of the cross to the fact that we fast from Mass. In the mind of the church, the reason is simple, that this is the day in history, in time, in which Christ shed his blood for the salvation of the world, that this is the day in which we don't simply commemorate as a past event, as we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries, but this is the day in which we enter into the Jewish tradition of, in a way, entering into the reality of what happened on that day, that the graces that were present on that day are made anew, that we are in a mystical sort of way present at Calvary on this day. And the covering of the cross and the fasting from Mass tell us that we are present at Calvary mystically as his body, the church. Now, there's lots of questions we could ask. There's lots of ways we can try to analyze and assess what all this means. But certainly one of the questions that's probably on our mind on a day like this is to simply ask, what saved the world? What saved the world? Was it a political action plan? Was it a politician or a government? Was it a nation or an empire? What saved the world? And of course, the better question within that question is, no, Father, who saves the world? Because Jesus is not a what, Jesus is a who. And the answer to the question of who saves the world is none other than Jesus of Nazareth. But if we were to look at the life of Jesus and say, okay, what about him saves us? Because there are a lot of aspects of the life of Christ. We have his teachings, we have his healings, we have his miracles. That Jesus was a teacher, but did his teachings save us? We love him, we like him, we should live him, but did they save us? Do they save us? We love his healings. We love the fact that he healed the sick, but were his healings the thing that saved the world? And of course, we love his miracles and we wish there were more, but everyone, were the miracles of Jesus of Nazareth the thing that saved the world? And the answer, of course, is no. What saves us, what saves the world, are not his teachings and preaching, not his miracles and healings. What saves the world is, in fact, his suffering and death. Christ crucified and risen is what saves you and me and saves humanity. No one and nothing else other than him and his saving passion and death. That this is the day of salvation. And it's because of that we call this day Good Friday, a day that is indeed good because this is the day in which Christ shed his blood for the salvation of the world. So the question then can be applied to us as well. What saves you? What saves you personally? What saves me? You know, so often we want to then step up and point to all the attributes we have, all the wonderful characteristics and virtues, all of our skills, our accomplishments, our resumes, our jobs, our salaries, our family, our homes, what we have, what we've accomplished. We want to point to all those things, how nice we are, how kind we are, how loving we are, how sweet we are, right? But do those things save us? No, they don't. None of those things that we make our life into save you. So the question remains, what saves you? The same thing that saves the world. What saves you and saves me, everyone, is our suffering. And it sounds paradoxical. It sounds far-fetched. It sounds too good to be true. But if it was the saving death of Jesus that saves the world, the same principle is applied to our lives, that what saves you is your suffering. What saves you is your pain. What saves you is where you're broken. And what saves us is then uniting that pain and suffering and brokenness to the cross of Jesus Christ. That is where we are saved. And that is good news for us, isn't it? Because we say, my virtues aren't good enough. And I'm not quite as nice as it seems to people. And thanks be to God that we're not saved by our virtues and saved by our skills, but we're saved in the place where we unite our suffering and pain to Jesus, crucified and risen. But that dynamic does not happen automatically. Your mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, brother and sister, boss and priest, bishop and pope cannot crawl into your skin and allow us and force us to unite that suffering to Jesus. You alone have the power. You alone have to make that choice. Will I unite my pain and suffering, brokenness and trials to the cross of Jesus so that he can save me at the place where I'm most broken? That is where salvation happens. And that, everyone, is not a place of weakness. It is not meant to be a place of misery and aloneness. It's meant to be a place of power. Because it is the power of Christ crucified and risen that can then be at work. It's about surrendering those places to him, uniting them to him so he can save you. Because it does not happen automatically. It happens by uniting our pain, brokenness, suffering, and trials to the cross of Jesus Christ. This is Good Friday. What saves you? What saves me? Pain and suffering united to the suffering and cross of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen.